Yo, listeners, what's up? Cool Air coming at you tonight. We don't have a mic, so if the audio quality is worse, blame Greg Esser and Hot Air. They were a little salty last time about the smack we talked. So, yeah, we'll forward that on to them if they've got a Twitter.
This is probably going to help.
Greg, you're awesome. Love the podcast. Listen to a few of them on double speed. Real solid. I think the puns are great.
I listened to some of them on single speed, and they're just as good.
I listened to Agan's on single... Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're starting again.
That was my bad.
You don't know.
Yeah, true.
True. You could still say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, I listened to John Agan from last year on single speed, and it was really good.
I think
really
I heard
good.
That one, too.
Yeah, no, I thought that was the best of the first season. Hopefully he comes back for a redux in this season.
It was hard to match Pierre Pryles. He did a great one, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really? Yeah, nice. So. Cool. Well... we're here to talk to you about last week's game, as always, next week's game, as always, and address a few Yahoo Answers questions. So, last week's game, we played Raleigh at Raleigh, and now we are 1-1. We ended up losing in the fourth quarter. They had a strong comeback, a team that's known for having a lot of momentum, whether it's negative or positive, and it seemed to be a game of swings in Raleigh style. They went down early, we capitalized, made some good plays, they were making a few mistakes. And then at the end of the game, they got big, they got athletic and hungry and confident, and ended up closing the gap, took it to overtime on a pretty sweet throw at the end from Nethercutt, and then they ended up winning in overtime. So, yeah, any thoughts?
Just a continuation of a great rivalry between the mm-hmm. DC and Triangle area. I mean, the intensity was there the whole way, and you know these teams at the club or pro level have been battling for a long time, and great to see another chapter to that rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, we really got a lot of rest on the bus, which was a big thing.
That's big.
Big thing that Daryl was stressing. A lot of sleeping. I did a lot of sleeping. I know other people were sleeping.
That's big.
Yeah, so that was nice.
You think it made a difference?
Wu dunked before the game, which I didn't know he
could. Wu can dunk.
Yeah,
he can dunk. He can palm a basketball.
No, he doesn't need to.
I don't get it.
He just went up there, two-handed, slam dunked.
With two hands. Woo?
One hand.
Oh, okay.
Like, cradled it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sick. I mean, I knew he was an athlete, but that's big.
Yeah.
Because he's not that big. How tall is he, like 5'10", 5'9"?
You wouldn't look at him and say, this is the most likely guy on the team to be able to dunk.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's an impressive...
Corey Broyles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Corey's in the conversation.
He is now.
The conversation
so that I have to think that did something to fire up the troops before and may have... contributed to the
fast start. Pregame throwdown.
Yeah, it was pregame.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, he was the single worst Mafia player I've ever seen.
Oh, so now we're in postgame.
Yeah.
But does that increase your trust of a person if they're not good at the game of Mafia? Or do you think it's like a long con of them building up this falsehood about them not being able to tell lies?
I don't know if on-field trust and in-Mafia trust are really
totally split
related for me.
Because I've seen Jeff Wodach get upset for hours at people about games where you know going into it that people are going to lie to each other, and he still feels betrayed and has to like go cool off about this.
Really?
Yeah, he like told Cranston.
He's very competitive.
He is very competitive. He wasn't like mad, but he said, David, don't talk to me right now. I need a few hours. Just go away. David was like a pretty good sport about it. Yeah, I mean, that's a common thing with Wodach and Cranston going in either direction.
But then on game day, between the lines, I don't see that affecting their play or their chemistry.
Yeah, that's also fair.
They're still out there fighting for each other. So
separate things.
Or their overall friendship, really.
Yeah.
Which is important.
After that cool down time, they're all good.
Mm-hmm. Was anybody good at Mafia?
A little cool air. Our favorite, Bloodgood.
Oh, are you kidding? We're getting to the Bloodgood section a little earlier than planned today, but... name
minute
still
three,
sweet.
I'm a 5-minute segment.
Super early. This one's gonna be a long one. Name still sweet, and he's good at Mafia.
Yeah, we haven't stopped liking his name.
I mean, if you're picking somebody to be good at Mafia, just looking at a list of names on the team, you gotta think Bloodgood is gonna be up there.
Yeah,
Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Chuck's a pretty solid name up there. I can't really think of anyone else. Maybe our boy Corey Broyles.
Yeah, for sure.
That one works. Cool. Well, we got a little off track. Back to the game, though. I mean, we came out strong. What was it, 5-1? 5-1, and then trading-ish until the fourth, and then they closed the gap. I was happy to see a lot of execution that we had. Obviously, there was some bad execution, but in a 48-minute long game, we had a lot of wins in spaces. Anyone in particular performance to highlight or strategic decision?
So I really thought Allen looked phenomenal, especially in the first half, and it was unclear to me if, you know, maybe he ran out of steam or just wasn't getting the same looks in the second half, but it seemed like maybe he ran out of gas, or I don't know if there's a hydration
issue. Let's give him a break. He might have been tired.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to think the guy was a little tuckered out by the fourth quarter. His usage rate had been pretty high.
His bedtime, I've heard, is pretty early.
And we don't know how much sleep he got on the bus.
Yeah, nobody's quite sure if he slept enough on the bus.
I think he might have been cold. There was a cold front coming in.
Right, good point.
He is known for being highly reactive to weather conditions.
Another place where Cranston is often able to help out, just give him a big bear hug on the
right. Side. Although Cranston himself is pretty weak. Like, we've got a trio. Cranston, I guess we've lost Tom Doyne now, but that group does not enjoy any coldness.
Tom Doyne hated the cold weather and, completely unrelated, has moved to California.
Yeah, he hated it so much he went to Southern California.
We miss you, Tom.
Anyone on Raleigh? Nethercutt obviously had a good game. Big throws. Hunter Taylor, big Ds, as always. Some of them a little on the edge, but none wild. Are particularly wild.
Oh, they were good.
He's a sweet player.
I just think as a group to have the mental toughness to come back from what was still a pretty significant fourth quarter deficit speaks volumes about that team.
Yeah, they totally believe. Give them one play and they're ready the whole time. Cool.
Next week?
Yeah, who do we got? Ottawa?
Ottawa
on Saturday. I think it's their first game of the season.
Yeah, they've been on like four bye weeks? Yeah. That's like a coma of a season.
It's not really a bye week. It's just
that's a bye month.
A lot of extra time to prep and work on stuff that they haven't put on.
Have they just been slumbering in some kind of hyperbaric time chamber, getting ready for this shit?
Are we into the Yahoo questions already?
Yeah, exactly. Where has Ottawa been this season? So who do they got? They got Daniel Alexander, Andy Octorlone.
Yeah. Derek.
Derek.
Yeah.
Alexander, really good thrower. He's been around Canada for a while. Alexander, solid, very solid handler.
Derek is right.
He, like, doesn't love hucking it, but he will. But his main thing is just mid-range to short breaks.
Yeah, regardless of windy conditions. Yeah, I think there was that one picture of him, like, sitting down, throwing a
play. Yeah. That guy does yoga, probably.
Also a good note for the D-line to, just because he's sitting down. You know,
right. He can still go out like the gas. If he's laying on the ground
and you're out of market position, you're in trouble.
Yeah, just don't foul him either.
Right.
Yeah, he's interesting to me because he's one of those smaller handlers who still doesn't seem to have trouble getting the disc off in, you know, double team zone cup or like tall marks on him contested situations. Just because he's got a lot of different release points, creative shimmy shakes and I mean, he's been around for a while, so it'll be interesting to see how we treat him this weekend and how we treat that team. I think.
That's really it.
Yeah, are we going to see anybody play for the first time this weekend? I think Troy's on the active roster, so it'll be
Corey Broyles.
Corey Broyles coming up a lot this cast. He is really dynamic, give and go style player. So hopefully, we get enough turns to show that part of his game.
Had a great practice defensively. This week as
well. Yes, strong. Definitely.
So no pressure, Corey.
Yeah. We've got single digit listeners. This podcast is on its way up. It's before the peak. So I don't think you'll hear this. Troy's coming, I think. Hopefully Troy will play.
Yep.
Big body, fast athlete. Should be nice to see him out on that big field.
Loves egg salad.
He's always talking about egg salad, brings it to practice.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Frequently.
Yeah.
Give it a look.
Big egg salad guy.
Yeah, right. People are going to the sidelines getting water, and he's just eating egg salad.
Wow.
It's like, Troy, how are you still eating this
spoonfuls
egg salad?
Spoonfuls of egg salad.
It's actually pretty weird.
Everyone prepares their own way, I guess.
Yeah. Hey. If you hydrate enough during the day, Nate Casting will let you do whatever you want.
That's right. Great.
Cool, so that's games. Next week will be 2-1 or 1-2. Hopefully it's 2-1. Apparently the Raleigh game actually affects our playoff seedings. I thought it was a friendly, but apparently that can affect if we make the playoffs or home field and that kind of stuff. So
is that why I saw you trying to trade your jersey with a Raleigh player at the end of the game?
Yes.
People had to remind you that we had many, many games left in the season.
Yeah, I thought it was done.
Don was not ready to reimburse you for a second jersey, by the way.
he was like, just use yours from last year if you do that again. Cool. So there's the Frisbee part. We got 2 to 3 Yahoo answers coming up, depending on how long it takes us to get through them.
And, Horst, are these new answers that we haven't seen before? I know there were some questions about if we had time to prep the answers last time. Or...
So I didn't actually look at the Breeze Twitter to see if anybody tweeted at them. did either of you? Rubber Band Man? Joe Breeze?
I definitely thought about it.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
So that's closer than not doing anything. I'd say if you round that up, then we did.
I am following the Breeze.
I too am following the Breeze. So we'll round it up and say that we read your responses. Thanks for getting back to us. We took them into consideration and with our own research. Here are 3 questions that we're going to work through today. Cool. So Yahoo Answers in entertainment and music celebrities section. This question is from 4 years ago, so more recent than everything we talked about last
week.
Big
improvement.
I'm trying to be a little more topical. We've got, how did they clone Lindsay Lohan for The Parent Trap? I'm not an idiot. I know they cloned the sheep Dolly, but I didn't know they cloned a person. Is there something special in the genetic makeup of gingers that makes them easier to clone?
Horace, before we go into this, I just want to thank you for doing the dramatic reading for these questions, because I think it adds a lot.
Yeah,
rather than just, you know, reading everything.
You want to advocate for them as a questioner, because, you know, at first glance, this question doesn't make too much sense, but once you get into their head, maybe it starts to make sense. So even though this was asked 4 years ago, it's actually not topical, because this is a pretty old movie, right? Like, 15 plus years.
This person had a big lapse before.
Right.
They could have been just watching it. Let's give them the benefit
of
the doubt.
But, yeah.
They said they're not an idiot.
Yeah. So I trust you that you're not an idiot, anonymous Yahoo Answers.
And the movie, I think, did come out after the cloning of Dolly.
Yeah.
Also, right? So
okay.
We have a timeline.
I'm into that. Now, I want to defend gingers. I think that there are a lot of misconceptions around people with red hair, but I don't think that they're, like, easier to clone just because of their genetic makeup. I think that they're more resistant to cold, pain medication, and generally just smarter.
Of course, are you reading out of the selected answers there?
It's some notes on the side. I think it's not part of the best answer, but if you read between the lines on the best answer,
it kind of looks like it's written on a paper next to your computer. There is that something else?
That's not this.
Oh, okay.
that was something from work earlier.
Got it.
But yeah, I would hazard a. They didn't clone her.
Maybe her career wouldn't have been destroyed, and then. Her clone would have just taken over.
Yeah, it's just another universe, Lindsay Lohan, that got brought into this universe.
Right.
For a brief period of time.
At all.
Dang. I wonder how that Lindsay Lohan would be doing. Probably pretty well.
Probably better than...
our Lindsay Lohan. Doing well. I haven't seen our Lindsay Lohan in a while. She might be doing well. She's a ginger
after all. Might have been what prompted this question. Well, I don't know if that has... All right, I think we've got what we need out of
this. I think that this one... If we had to rate our answers so far, I'd probably say least fruitful of the 3, but it bore a little bit of fruit.
So what was the top answer?
It's coming from a guy whose name is question mark, so I'm not sure I don't want to read it, but let's just do it. They didn't actually clone her. I'm not sure if you noticed in the movie, but approximately 47 minutes through, you can see a man dressed in a black lycra who is controlling the wax puppet of Lindsay Lohan's twin. This is actually how they did it. This is done throughout the film, but you usually don't notice him. Okay, so
2 things. One, it'll be great in the future to hear that answer so we don't have to go through this whole wax. Was it CGI?
Like, he knew it the whole time, and I feel like we just wasted 5 minutes discussing it.
How did they know it wasn't just a clone covered with wax?
Shit.
You've really broken us back in here, rubber band.
Is it too late? Do I have to have a Yahoo account to post the Yahoo answer? Because I think that's a reasonable question. I'm going to post that, and we might get back to it next week if you guys...
Yeah, we'll see the updates.
If you guys support it. Okay, cool. Question number 2. How big is the specific ocean? the subtext of this question, the clarification, again, is how big is the specific ocean? They ask it twice. They're specific in what they want. And I actually
like this question.
Please defend it.
Because here's the thing. When you're in grade school and you're learning about the different oceans and their size and where they are, you kind of may get the misconception that they're very separate, discrete things, right? When the reality is, we've got one big ocean out there.
Whoa. Yeah, and just broken up by little pieces of land, and it's just distinctions for human understanding.
But they're all connected.
Yeah, like what makes that... I'm like, sure a geologist would cringe at what I'm saying. No, like, maybe.
No, there's just, yeah, it's all just one ocean, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But is the specific one? Sense.
Maybe it is.
See, I took this as more of an open-ended question.
Great, let's hear it.
No, that's all I'm saying is, how big is the specific ocean? You can really answer that however you want.
Well, like surface area or volume, or is it just big, real big, 2,000 big? I don't know. Are they asking for units? Is it sort of a touchy-feely answer they want? There could be more to this question, but let me take you
there
to
could
the...
There also be less.
There could be... there's probably should be less. Let me take you to the best answer, because this is the best answer that... Yeah, this is probably the best answer of the ones we've covered so far. Best answer coming from user Moss from 5 years ago with 48 upvotes and 2 downvotes says, can you be more Pacific? So this leads me to think that they combo.
That's comboed, a fantastic answer.
But if they didn't combo and this was just off the cuff, then Moss power to you. This is solid.
And this is proof that we did not hear this question beforehand, because I think with 2 or 3 days prep time, we might have been able to come up with something that close.
I need longer, and maybe not coming from me, but I believe you in that context.
I think all of us working together.
As a group, yeah, kind of like a dadaist approach to answers.
But that's what we do here. We'll fumble around, and then we'll give you the best answer.
Wow, this answer's not very nice.
Me too.
Some babies were dropped on their head, but you were clearly thrown at a wall. Doki, that is not helpful.
Did I'm glad. Upvotes?
No, some. Not nearly as much as Moss. I really
shouldn't
like Moss.
Shouldn't upvote just a mean comment, you know?
Yeah, I think. No, it's asking me to sign in.
Of course, what do you think? Do we have time for a third, or is that a good
point? Let's do a quick third one. Do a quick third one to round it out.
Would you call this a lightning round?
Yeah, lightning round. Okay, the question is, and this is from 6 years ago, but this is a timeless question. It is, what makes fried eggs spit at you? What makes fried eggs spit at you? Because it burns like a mofo, and it's really pissing me off.
This is a tough one.
Is it like a chemistry question?
I feel like
chemistry question?
Troy for this.
I feel like Hoop and Troy would know the most.
Troy's our egg man.
You
He's our egg specialist.
How do you make egg salad? I don't know.
You boil them, so you're not okay. Frying
yeah,
the
he
eggs.
May not know about this. Although this may have been the type of thing that led him to
right.
Cook his eggs in salad form. He can do other things with eggs than just boil them.
Yeah, I bet he's egg versatile. So as somebody who was cookingly challenged for the bulk of my life, and still is a bit, I feel you, Yahoo Answers user.
What's the username?
They're anonymous. I feel like so many of these are anonymous, or I just don't know where to look in the UI to know their names.
We'll get better at that.
We'll practice this. We'll practice it. Oh, and there are ads for over easy eggs. Fried eggs at Amazon.com. Fried eggs on eBay. eBay sells eggs.
Is this a good opportunity for us to give a shout out to our sponsors at
Blue Apron? Yeah. So I really think that
he doesn't even
Blue Apron
has a sponsor.
Yeah. Fast, easy meals coming at you in the mail. 3 meals per week. 2 servings in each meal. Only $60.
Yeah,
I think something like that.
I mean, you were talking to me the other day about how much you love it.
I love Blue Apron. Taught me how to cook.
Right.
Really made me come out of my shell and not afraid of things like fried eggs spitting at me.
You're getting healthy meals. You're getting
Ooh,
fresh
mm-hmm,
ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Arrives on my doorstep and it's easy to recycle and pre-portioned. I don't waste food. I'm a big fan of Blue Apron.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's a pretty good off-the-cuff little ad we just threw out there.
Yeah. Let's leave this in and see what we can do.
Yeah.
I trust that Don will be on the
phone.
Apron.
I think so. I think Blue Apron is looking for the big kind of listener base that we have access to. I think there's a lot of overlap between Blue Apron and the type of person who would choose to listen to this podcast in particular. Cool. Anything else before we wrap?
I think we answered that question very... thoroughly.
I thought that was a thoroughly answered question, and we took ourselves to the finance area, you know.
Yeah. All right.
As always, we love feedback from listeners.
Yeah, hit us up at the DC Breeze on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll check this week.
Yep, we'll certainly get close to it. Breeze.